Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
We hollow the walls and back up bodegas.
I got plenty. It's so many, yeah. They say give me. He got plenty, yeah.
Bruh, you niggas ain't flexing, you cramping. My weight keeping niggas on the bikes like Amblin. Weight loss, rent loss, scrambling. Now pass the champagne to the champion. My niggas get money, get money, get money. Like Ye sampling. Gun stutter, make the drum line like Grambling. MGM gambling. Small mansion, annoyed cause this bitch calling Lon Von Lanvin. Fuck who you stamping, them niggas just stand-ins. Not me, they censor and block me. You hollering top five, I only see top me. Award shows, the only way you bitches can rob me. It's levels, it's layers, so pray for the players. Clip him, baby, if he flinch at the price of Bottega.
I got plenty, it's so many, yeah. They say gimme, he got plenty, yeah.
Bruh, you niggas ain't you trying Kevlar and this Balenciaga jacket lining. You and your bitch income combining.
CJ, do your fucking job.
We up in this motherfucker. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep. Episode 132 out this motherfucker. Thank you for everybody that be watching us on YouTube, that fuck with us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that good shit. And we got Courtney on the fucking microphone today with us.
What up, though?
What up?
Speak up.
Nah, Courtney, speak up. We told you about that shit.
What up?
What up, though?
You know what I'm saying?
What up, though?
You always be rapping that shit, telling me you pay for this and all that shit.
You ain't from
Detroit.
Period.
You know, you loud then. Period. And all this shit. You be loud now. Sick of this shit.
You sounding like Lex. Look at you.
Nah, I ain't sound like. No, I'm me. Lex is Lex. I'm Moses Dave Dave. He the shooter.
Dave is definitely the shooter.
I point, he shoot.
That's why he's so quiet.
Dave, he's suspicious.
Y'all snitching.
It was funny. You know, Dave, when you first moved down here, they thought you was my shooter.
Y'all snitching.
Look, I don't even know. I'm just going with the flow. Hey, y'all talking. I'm
what
just
you talking
okay
about?
In it.
It's allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, man. Shout out to Indianapolis. Got family out there. They fucking with us. They listening to us.
Yeah, family out there.
Yeah, they listen to us. They fucking with us. They told us to keep doing what the fuck we doing. They said they love the fucking dynamic. And they like, yo, we be listening, going to work and all that type of shit. Yo, mad respect to cousin them out there.
Much love, much love.
Yeah, I think that's good. I like when people give us like constructive criticism. Yeah. Gives us something to work towards and, you know, better for the audience because that's what we're here for y'all. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk mm-hmm. that shit.
Shout out to Nashville, Tennessee. They fucking with us out there.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Little cuz, little goat.
Tennessee.
Out here jumping. I see you.
Yeah, shout out to cuz. He doing his thing.
Real shit. Memphis. Yeah. I fuck with Memphis, Tennessee. Shit. Dyer. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of places.
Memphis.
Look, just a couple of places. Hey,
Dude, that's how I do with a Memphis barbecue. Make sure the pork shoulder shredded.
That's the shit you like, though.
Yeah.
All right, listen, man. Just leave the baby alone, man. I just got to get this Carolina shit out the way now. We didn't get to talk. We took a week off. Easter came. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. Enjoyed the Easter. Hope you dressed up real nice. I ain't into none of that shit, but...
You don't like wear suits?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I mean...
No, there's nothing wrong with suits.
It's not that I don't... It's not my thing. I will put a suit on, though. Like,
That nigga don't go to church. You want him to just put a suit on?
It's not that. Some people's bodies ain't right then.
What?
That's, you know what I'm saying?
I look good in the suit.
The people that can't wear stuff always.
I look good in the suit.
No, you ain't got the body for it.
No, I like to wear sweats. Well, I like to be comfortable.
Shit, I guess I ain't got the body for it because I don't be wanting to dress up either then.
You like to twerk all the time. That's your problem. You can't twerk in church.
The last time y'all niggas been in church?
It's been a minute.
You want to talk about church?
Maybe last year. I don't know.
Last year?
It was last year. Pitiful.
Oh, man.
Church doesn't define you, though. No, that doesn't make you less day, or more.
It's nice to go hear the word. Though,
yeah. You know, so. Every time you go, it's always like it was meant for you, I feel like. Anyway.
That's because your ass ain't been there in a long time. You feel like the nigga talking to you.
Maybe.
I think that's why I don't go, too. Don't talk to me like
they,
that.
They talk to you.
Don't talk to me like that, man. I see you looking at me.
They talk to you.
Touching your soul.
Yeah.
Guilty conscience.
He's looking at me like he know me. I don't even know you, dogs.
He ain't looking at you, man.
He know you.
He's speaking a word.
Last time you been to church, Dave?
You in the streets.
It's been a long time.
You plan on going? Plan on going getting the spirit back a little bit?
I do home church. You know what I mean? What I do is
home
on
church?
You
watch it live.
On Saturday, I put my TV on BET. So that way when I wake up, it's already on.
You start feeling godly.
As soon as on the wake up.
I get
then
it.
Then I roll up and I go get my mom.
You say on a Saturday?
Yeah, no. Saturday night, I put the TV
on. Oh, got you.
So when I wake up, it's on TV.
That's different. You're a different dude, bro.
Yeah, I'm a liar, too.
You sounded just like one. I swear
to God. I'm a fucking liar.
Put the money in front of TV when the offer come.
Yeah.
Put my $2 in. I guess they don't want it. Thank you, God. They gave me this $2 back.
But do y'all have any reasons why y'all don't go to church, though, or haven't been in a while?
It's sometimes you just want to find the right church.
Yep. Or either...
Might go to one church and it's the vibe you're looking for, so you might just be looking for that church.
Or either, like, you know, because some people work, you know, and you be tired because you get your weekends off, you know, and you want to kind of sleep in.
Right.
But you just don't go to church. Like, you might watch it at home because most of the time... They have it where you can watch the service live anyways.
Yeah, they should.
You know what I mean?
Nowadays,
so why not watch it in the comfort of your home if you don't want to get up, get it dressed, and go out? So.
What I don't like is some churches with the pressure, like trying to get you to join already.
Black churches.
Like, as soon as you come in, go inside and call.
I hate
to
say
it. Put your what's name. God damn. I don't know if I'm coming back.
Well, I won't say that because some of the churches I go to are like non-denominational, you know, where it's like a mixed crowd. But it's like Christian. It's not like nothing else. But they do have like those little kiosks. Huh? No. I'm just saying like they do have those little kiosks where you have to like sign yourself up, put all your, like what you're talking about, your email, your phone number and all that stuff. And they want to, you know, get your information, I guess, you know.
I think I don't go to church because it doesn't entertain me. I live to be entertained, I feel like.
Do you just not relate? Or like what? I mean,
the stories are supposed to help
I be crying in church. Yeah. That should be like, I'm telling you, when I go to church, I be feeling like that message is for me. Like it be, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, but like.
Nah. Yeah, that's what you got, the Holy Ghost?
I believe in God and everything like that. I don't want to say I ain't going to be running around the damn church, you know, running around
the damn church.
Mama's and shit.
Whatever, that shit used to be funny to me when I was a kid. When we would go to like, I just say black churches because that's the only time it happens.
You're having a white church too, I've seen.
Yeah?
You been to a white church? What white church you went to?
A lot of white people, first of all, there's a lot of white people go to black churches. There's a lot of churches.
I'm talking about you going to a white church.
I've been to different churches where, like she said, it's all kind of racist.
Non-denominational. Mm. That's what they call it.
I've been to one of those before.
So, like, don't...
Wear what you
y'all
want.
Sound crazy. Not every...
You come as you are, not wear what you want.
You got to go to every church.
It's come as you are, not wear what you want.
That's wearing what you want.
It's come as you are. That's what it is in the Bible. Not wear what you want. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't go to church.
If you feel comfortable, whatever you want to wear... Whatever you feel comfortable in, that's what I feel like. It's,
I didn't grow up in the church, so that's why I'm not really too connected to it. But, you know, I believe in God and all that.
Are there,
just like, I just don't think I need to
go every Sunday.
Need to go to church to worship.
Yeah, to believe. That doesn't, like I said, that doesn't define you as like a Christian or whatever a religion that you follow. because church is more, they more about the money. It ain't about, whoa, they get, it is true. It's true. Like, that's why they be, that's why they be like, make sure you tithe, make sure you tithe, make sure you offer, because they need that money. Like, it's really, I don't know.
I need my money
It gets sticky. It gets real sticky with the,
you see the pastors
the
driving like damn Teslas and shit. Right. Driving they be driving the nicest vehicles. Like, and you be like, damn, struggling to make it to church, but you making it though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's tough.
Hey, Dennis Smith Jr., you better slow your ass down, nigga.
What happened?
I don't know if y'all know him. From the Ville, playing the NBA. Young boy. I like him. He be dunking on niggas. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I see this nigga in traffic. Nigga cut me off in his little BMW and shit. I'm like, yo, bro, slow your ass down. Red, red light. I don't know if I'm snitching, but damn, hey, relax.
Are you snitching?
Yeah, you telling him. He red, red light.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you tell him his fucking license plate number?
Nah.
Why you fucking at it?
Slow your ass down, nigga. I just want to throw that out there real quick, man. Because my son said he wanted to meet him. Yo, we can't eat Lucky Charms.
Tell your son to get his balls up first. How about that?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Little cuss.
I'm going to tell him to come through. Let him know what you said.
We should have him on the show one day.
You said that before.
Yeah, that would be fun. We, have him on the show.
Y'all want me to bring my son to the show.
Have him on the show with his daddy.
Right, so we could grill him about you. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, we did have your son on here too.
Yeah.
Moses.
A family affair. There we go.
And you know what? They can sit
He's wild.
Right here, and I'll sit off camera and I'll ask the question.
Yeah.
You ask the question, right. Huh? When you gonna have kids, Dave?
Huh?
What? You heard me. I didn't know, huh?
Huh?
You heard me. When you gonna have kids?
You do. You just
when you gonna have your next one.
Damn, bro. I mean, I don't want anymore. I'm cool.
Gotta have one for me. Then
I'm gonna have to get snipped though.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to have to get snipped.
Why?
Because I don't want no more kids.
Oh, you could just use a condom.
Because he's out here in them streets. That's why he out there.
I'm not out here in the streets.
Out there.
I'm not. Listen.
Would you consider getting, what's it called? A vasectomy.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that before?
I don't know. About it.
We did? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then,
I think at that time I said, I think now.
Yeah,
no.
He was talking about it. He was saying,
You don't want no more kids, so you might as well. That way you know. You're 100% sure she can't be like, I'm pregnant.
Well, it's not 100%.
No,
I mean,
can't get no
it's like birth control. It's like 99.99%. But damn, like, anyway.
No.
Go ahead,
first
Moses.
Of all, we talk about this, okay?
Look, with his shades on. He think he cool today. I like it, though.
Listen.
I like it.
Cool. We talked about
go
it.
Go ahead, talk your shit.
One ball, you can't get a vasectomy.
Who has one ball? You said one ball. Who has that?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this.
Yeah, because
we
got one ball.
Who? That was the name of the episode.
Yeah, one ball.
Who has one ball?
Yes.
You. We talked about that. You nigga with the one ball.
I got one ball.
One gun, one clip in a chain.
They call you Uno.
It's still going to bust, though. I know you shooting blanks. I know you shooting blanks.
You know what I'm saying? That one
I'm still
going
to bust, though.
Motherfuckers is like,
buck shots. Motherfucker. Sick of you niggas, man. Y'all hear the Pusha T album?
Pusha T,
I heard the song with Jay-Z. Yeah, that one.
I heard the song with Jay-Z.
Shut up.
Neck and wrist.
Yes. You're supposed to lose a combination to the safe. Yeah, that one.
You like that bar?
She sounds so drunk. She said,
look, and I'm about to take another shot of tequila.
Yeah, I know that's
I'm not
right.
drunk, I'm turnt.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Okay, you turnt.
Turnt.
Not
period.
Turnt,
look,
but
period.
Turnt.
Period.
Period.
Don't talk about how I thought.
Yeah, that Pusha T album is tough.
Yeah, I was going through it. I think I like a good out of the 12.
You don't like shit.
Nah, that's a good.
It's a good eight.
I'm rolling
for
with.
Disappointment in this one.
I look to criticize the music I'm listening to. I'm not looking for disappointment. I'm looking. He raps. He's one of my tops.
Who else is on there with him? Like, I know Jay-Z. I only know that one song.
Lil Uzi Vert, Kanye, Kid Cudi. He got a few different people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they
his brother.
People. His brother.
Malice.
Don Toliver.
Yeah, so.
Don Toliver?
I think he on there, right?
He on that joint. Oh, yep, he on there, yep.
Damn.
No, that's some, yeah. And it, I mean, it's a good album. Yeah. Pusha T, keep doing your thing, man. I respect it. I always love the Coke talk.
I like that. I
always love the Coke talk. He the only one that can really give it to you the way he do. You know what I'm saying?
That's almost dry, you heard?
Almost dry. Fuck, man.
What was you saying about the baby? You was getting in the baby earlier.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Yo, leave the baby alone, man.
What did he do, though?
We didn't get a chance to talk about the incident last week who was out for Easter. But then, you know, somebody came to his property. He had to put a hole in him.
Some old nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody old. You know, I guess he hopped the fence or something like that on his property, shot him. And then put it out like, yo, I spared buddy life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that nigga's funny.
You know what I mean?
That nigga's
felt
funny.
Good not having to kill a nigga today. I'm like, yo, the baby is a wild nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, he really tweeted like he felt good about that.
Right. So, you know, leave him the fuck alone.
That nigga live. He's on my property, bitch.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him for that.
And the thing about it, yo, we in North Carolina. We love the gun laws here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting your ass on my property, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be clear.
Yeah, I think they said it was an older guy that be roaming the little city.
That's unfortunate, though.
Yeah, that's
fucked up. But, I mean, he didn't know that.
Nah.
He didn't know that. And I think he got a 911 call. He was like, yeah, I don't know what he was doing or what he was trying to do or whatever, but the situation is neutralized until you guys get
neutralized.
Here.
This thing is crazy. This thing is an assassin.
Shot him in the ass. Right. My ass.
Yo, target neutralized. What is wrong with this nigga?
Why are you playing on this Call of Duty?
My ass.
This nigga need therapy, man.
I agree, though. No, I agree with you, Dave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Look, homie lost his brother, lost his pops. Right. You know what I mean? Take some L's. Shit, I need therapy, so I can understand.
Yeah, and then recently he just got
into it with his artist.
With his artist. What is going on? Like,
and I like Wisdom. Wisdom is fire from Charlotte.
It's probably just, you know, it's bigger shit, we don't understand.
It was crazy because the baby just swung on him, though. Nobody knows what's going on. It was backstage at one of the shows, but
yeah, he
that's North Carolina niggas, man. We like, I don't know what about it. We like to swing on the niggas over here. Like, we ain't having it. Like, let's go, nigga.
What I will say this, what I didn't like about it though, is it looked like he was walking past and like he wasn't gonna do nothing, and then he like kind of snuck him. Like he turned around with it and didn't hit him. Like
to the brother.
But that's like a bitch move brother. Though. You sneaking and doing
why he
like,
did that to what's name brother? That boy came to talk.
You just a bitch. Like, you want to sit here and like sneak and hit somebody? Like, let them know you about to hit them.
Why
like,
they
don't
say
be
they
a bitch about it?
Why? Huh?
And then the fun and the crazy. Huh? I agree with that kind of too, because he know whoever he swing on, his niggas is coming right in behind.
Yeah, because
right.
He can't,
you know,
fight.
I mean? So it's like, okay, that's how you feel.
And he's a celebrity.
Courtney
so,
says the baby can't fight.
And he's a celebrity, so he got a little pretty face. He can't get messed up. Right, yeah, that's right, why he's going to have other people jump in. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, if you don't want to fight, then you probably should keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Listen, keep your hands to yourself.
Listen here, man.
Yeah, that's what I tell my kids. Keep your damn hands
to yourself. Let me tell
you
something.
You gonna take the shades off?
Yeah,
take them
off.
Come on, look in her eyes.
look me in my
look
eyes.
Look in her eyes.
When you get that money, it's power.
Right? Huh? That's what they say.
I want that money, that powder, and that power. Huh?
Yeah, your hands off me.
Money and power.
Your hands off me.
Huh? That's funny. What the fuck is you talking about? So nigga getting money. I'm whooping ass too. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Don't let me get no fucking money. You know these niggas gonna have to get me every time.
Yeah.
What you punch that man? I don't give a fuck. I'm drunk. You gonna lose a lot of money in lawsuits.
Yeah,
that way, bro.
We gonna be in there.
I mean, I'm just saying, if he was gonna fight somebody, he should let it be known. Don't be like sneak
but that's,
hitting.
That's the thing, like.
Like that's like
we
acting
go,
like a bitch.
Honestly, North Carolina niggas getting our feelings. That's what the fight. That's in your feelings. I'm just telling the truth. Like, nigga
it,
be mad
it,
about some
that,
shit and just start swinging.
Is it
swinging.
Just North Carolina niggas? Because
it's every nigga. I'm just saying. It's North Carolina shit, too.
The person I was telling y'all about earlier ain't from North
Carolina. I don't care.
Oh, you want to talk about that on mic?
You ready to talk about
is that
about
what you
that?
Saying?
Because I'm ready to talk. Like, he ain't from. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if he was one time kind of my baby.
You brought it up.
I did bring it up.
And then right then.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
like,
right, Moses.
You gotta speak it to the mic.
It's just y'all guys in general. It ain't just like where they're from. Y'all all the same. Like,
let me tell you something. Okay. Me, Deja, told you this 2 times.
Hmm? All right, wait. Hold up. Before you generalize all of us, speak about the situation that you're referencing.
There you go, Dave. That's my nigga right there, man.
Yeah, let's go.
Add some context to this shit.
Yeah. Oh, I don't give a fuck where you're from.
I met this guy probably like about a month ago. Mm-hmm. I met him on April 1st. We met at some bar, some club, whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah. That ain't the problem because you know what? We like two
the
in
the same.
The
bar is a problem?
Yeah. No, fooled you, nigga.
We're two in the same. Like, we're not people that go out. We just so happen to be out on the same night. That does happen.
Okay.
So.
You're talking about licking booty.
So, yeah. The first
he did.
Yeah, he did.
Y'all nasty. I told you.
The first night.
The first night, I was living life. Like I told you, Lex. Lexington. I was living life.
I got it.
Right. So, anyway.
The booty.
So let them know why. That's your reason why the episode wasn't going out so fast on YouTube. Got you.
Right.
Got
it. Okay, you letting them know.
Lick you out here doing what you doing. Got it. Now go ahead.
So anyways, like, okay.
Lick
so
it dry.
So.
Lick it.
Shut up, mother. Shut up.
I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, I am. And you are too.
Hold on, mother. You still don't eat ass?
No.
Oh. Yes, you do.
Go ahead with the.
Y'all.
Go ahead. Peanuts.
All y'all look, whatever. All y'all do.
I never said anyway, I didn't eat ass.
I don't eat ass.
Moses.
I think about peanuts like she eating peanuts.
look at Dave.
Think about peanuts. I'm
like,
I love pineapples. I don't want.
You are retarded.
Nah, for real. Every time. Like,
yeah, go ahead, man. We keep getting off subject. Go ahead.
Peanut butter chunky.
Anyways, like, we started hanging out. We started being, like more than just, like, sex, you know what I'm saying? So it was, like, friends, whatever. Shut up, Moses. I'm going to slap you. If I could reach over there, I'm going to slap that damn cup out of your hand before you even set it down.
Hey, talk, man. Anyway,
so we were hanging out. We were getting close or whatever. And then, you know, like me, I got an attitude, so I said something slick. And then he wanted to be mad. And then he don't want to talk to me. Like, what the fuck is that?
What's the slick shit you said, though?
I said, if you were talking to somebody else, you could just say that. Don't, like, we're not together. We're not claiming each other. But I told him that if we're going to be sleeping together, I would like to know if it's more than one person involved from myself.
I right? respect that.
So he was like, why do I need to tell you that we're not in a relationship? I'm like, because I'm thinking about myself. So when I said, if you're messing with somebody else, you should just say that. Or if you're seeing somebody else, you should just say that. Then he got all in his feelings and he wanted not to talk to me.
Let me ask you something.
I was triggered. I don't trust nobody. Anyway, go ahead.
Did you go through that when y'all first met? Because that's what you're supposed to do.
No.
Whoop.
I didn't say that. But I mean, like, we never had a situation. But the way the whole day played out. He, like, texted me. It was almost like he texted me in error, like he was texting somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me start thinking whatever I wanted to think. And then when he was like, oh, we got to cut our little exercise short, I was like, okay, bet. Okay. Like,
I was
in my feelings. So I was like, okay, cool. You got to cut your, like, and he was so pressed about the time to the point where it was like, I know you ain't just going to go do what you said because it's like so.
How you know? You can't say that.
Because that shit was so minor. Like, you're so pressed to go hang out with your dad.
You said you met him a month ago.
A month ago.
All right, so you got to go off what he say. My opinion.
You're probably right, but I don't trust people. I just don't because
that's something you got to deal with.
That's what I said. That's okay, what I said. That's okay. Something that I got to work on with myself because shit that's happened to me in the past, right? Yeah. So I just don't trust people.
Okay.
And the shit just wasn't adding up to me. So I was like, nah, fuck this. We not doing this.
He can't go chill with his pops?
He should have said that before we was doing whatever we were doing that day.
Oh, he just sprung it out.
Like, it was like when we got up that day. It doesn't matter what we were doing.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what we were doing.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
You wasted his time.
I'm not wasting his time.
What the fuck is you talking about?
He was
about?
Enjoying his
you
time.
You wasting that man's time. Huh? You gave him a fucking menu.
He was enjoying his time.
That was on the
time.
Fucking menu. When he came there, that's what he wanted. Number fucking five. He told my, I'm out of order. We don't have five. What the fuck you mean?
Moses.
It's time to go. I'm going to go see my dad.
I'm going to go see my dad.
Huh? Go see daddy.
You're not going to go see your dad because you know what?
That's what he said he was doing. He said he was going to see his dad.
You ain't going to see daddy. You won't talk about shit. Shut up. You won't do shit.
If you knew you were going to go see your dad, you should have told me that before we hung out and don't be rushing our time.
How was
that? So that makes me think something else because I'm not crazy, but when you're left to wonder what you want to wonder, like when your brain is left to think what it wants to think, you think whatever.
Yeah. Was it Netflix and chill?
I will say this. I feel like you do have a right to ask, you know, because for your safety.
Right, true, for my safety. I don't care.
But I don't know, man. Like, you can't get your feelings neither.
They're not together.
It's not your intention to get your feelings in there, but you know, when you end up like actually genuinely liking a person, right. It's kind of hard, especially when y'all are seeing each other on a consistent basis.
Yeah, you gotta be considerate of the other, you know, the person that you're seeing, to at least let them know what's going on. If y'all got a little routine going or y'all got something planned, you should definitely say beforehand, hey yo. It's like, going to be a little short, you know what I mean? At least give them a little heads up.
We even went out.
Nah, you won't do nothing.
Listen, we met each other. We started working out together. We started, like, doing shit. We picked a damn show on fucking Hulu. Uh-oh. That it was our show to watch.
It's getting serious.
Right.
Huh?
And then.
In that cup. It's getting serious, huh?
Yeah, and then
you
picked
a show out.
So then it's just like, when you want to switch up, I'm like, wait a minute, like. He was doing stuff like it was a relationship, but then it's, you know.
Was you acting like a relationship?
But you say y'all not in a relationship.
Wait a minute.
He said that, not me.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. It's two sides to this fucking story. Now, did you tell him you had somebody else?
I don't know.
I'm sick of this shit. I am fucking sick of this bullshit.
Anyway,
ain't no man gonna trip like that unless you said something.
It wasn't me.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What he was over there for, huh? For dinner?
Yeah.
Cook some shrimp.
I did cook dinner one day.
Huh?
One
cook
night.
Some fries? What did he cook?
I grilled.
Spaghetti? I ain't eating it.
I grilled.
I know what it. You do. What'd you cook for him?
I had grilled like some chicken.
Okay.
You know, some steak, like the filet mignon steak, like fancy steak.
Fancy.
And then you want to turn it down and say you don't want no steak and you just want some damn chicken. Like,
and you want the steak?
No.
Damn.
Do he eat steak?
He said he did, but.
What was it? Was it medium well?
No, I mean, it was good. He said everything that he ate was good. So, I mean, I don't think he was lying about that, but.
So he did eat the steak?
He tasted a piece. He said it was spicy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he a hater. So go ahead.
He don't like spicy food.
But no, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
You picked a bitch ass nigga. I'm just saying. You get this bitch ass nigga.
Whatever, shut up.
I thought you had a real nick.
Shut up.
Huh? I thought you were talking about a real nick.
Shut up.
Don't ask me. This nigga come looking for you, Moses.
I got a shooter.
I got a shooter.
Come look for me. I have a story for you.
I'm going to see my dad.
I'm going to put you on
the I'm going to see my dad. I can't hang out with you today.
Stop telling everybody we got shooters, bro.
I told him about the podcast.
Allegedly.
Look, I told him about the podcast, and he probably followed y'all.
He's going to listen.
Then he's going to be even madder than me.
I'm sorry, bro.
And then I'm going to be.
It's all jokes.
And it is all jokes.
He just laughing.
And I'm going to be super fucked up because he's already mad.
Oh, I'm a bitch.
Listen.
Don't come after me, please.
Y'all got to figure out what type of relationship y'all going to have.
Y'all just fucking, or if y'all
I know what I want.
Y'all put, what did, have you expressed that to him?
You
don't know what
you
want.
You told him something else. Tell the truth.
Have you expressed that to him?
You don't want him.
Yes,
I have.
So you want him?
Well then,
yep.
That's what
like
you
I
want.
Like I told y'all before we started this, I'm practically like, I keep bumping my head on the phone.
Yeah, because like, you're lying. Dave know it. Lex know it. I know it.
Bald headed liar.
Yeah, bald headed, because I am about bald headed. Look, I'm practically like begging this nigga, like, damn, please let me make it up.
Yo,
like,
don't beg.
But I'm saying, like,
don't beg.
I said practically. But please. Nobody's perfect. We all got things we got to work on ourselves. But, like, damn.
He just in his feelings now.
Well, he needs to get out of that shit.
Right. No. Yeah, you probably.
Bro, tell somebody how somebody feel that, what they need to get out of.
Mm. And he got to be honest at the end of the day, too. If there he fucking with somebody else, there he out here fucking around, he just need to let you know.
Nah, it wasn't about that.
You know what I mean? Because what if he is fucking with somebody?
It wasn't about that.
How would you feel?
Well, you know what? He kept saying that he just was upset at the fact that I was so...
You was upset?
That I felt like he was messing with somebody over something that petty. As far as a haircut.
Oh, like you
but
joking
then,
straight.
Let me tell you. But the crazy thing is, because I'm working now. I'm not going to say where, because but I'm working now. And so funny thing, like his dad came into the office the next day. And I was like, they got the same name. You know, it's like a senior, junior type thing. And then I was like walking him down to his little area. And I was like, you wouldn't happen to have a son, would you?
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, yep. And I was like, same name, too? And he was like, yep. And then it was just like, and then he was like, yeah, I cut his hair. I cut his hair for him yesterday. And I was just like, ah, fuck. Like, I done fucked up. Like, I done sat here and had an attitude with him for, like, really for no reason.
Oh, so
because
he did go see his dad.
Because everything was true.
But I
already said the smart ass comment that I said.
Oh,
you know what time it is. Get her.
We got a flame hunt.
Get her. Moses. Get her.
So,
you got some making up to do.
You sit here with this Rudy Poo shit.
Right. Let it know.
Rudy Poo.
Sitting here. Oh, I'm telling the truth. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
First of all,
and you had Moses call him a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Right. I apologize.
You know what I'm saying? We're sorry.
I didn't say nothing.
I didn't say nothing.
I flipped on you because I was riding with the home team and I shouldn't.
See what I'm talking about?
And that shouldn't happen.
She was dead wrong.
You tell half of the story.
Dead wrong.
Damn, you ain't shit, Pops. Courtney. That's crazy.
And you know what else?
Like,
your problems are something else.
Huh? I'm over here feeling like Lex. I ain't shit because you know what? I was sitting here hassling this man, and the shit that he said was actually true.
Right. Damn,
and so then when I that next day, look, I was literally like, "I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you
take me back?"
But I mean that shit though. Like,
I miss you.
Yes, you're right. Exactly. So, everything.
Because you didn't trust him.
I didn't. Because I just it's not my fault.
You gotta incorporate trust.
You don't know what you want.
It's not my fault.
You don't know what you want.
Lex knows the shit that's happened. I won't go into detail.
But what I'm saying is, if you're gonna go out here and want to do this, you gotta incorporate that shit.
You're right.
You don't know what you want.
You can't bring your baggage from old
Moses.
You don't know what you want.
You're right, Dave. You're right.
Talk shit.
Dave is right. Moses, you're not right. It's not. That's not true.
You don't know what you want.
Yeah, that's not true.
Erykah Badu over here, bag lady. You know what I mean, you gonna miss your bus.
Man, you sure right. Damn. You sure
miss funny, this one. Man.
You're trash,
now,
man.
Hopefully.
It's a joke. Relax. Yeah. It's a joke.
That's up. Now it's up to you. Now let's talk. Let's talk about how you gonna make it up to old boy.
I don't know. Cause I'm not going to say that word, but I done talked to him enough to where I feel like, damn, I didn't do enough for you to be like, okay, we can see each other or something. You know, damn.
He just got waited out. He in his feelings
now. He'll get over it, though.
But I'm not going to sit here and beg you. Like,
I feel you.
That's just too much. Like,
nah, do it.
Do it? Is that what you like?
It's your fault.
Is that what you like, Moses?
Nah, it's your fault.
Is that what you like, Moses?
It's your fault.
You like somebody to beg.
Beg and plead.
Yeah, you like that.
They make us beg.
I'm hanging up
no,
on
it. No, they don't. No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, no. I do.
And then, never forget. That's the funny thing. Break right. it up later.
You was with that stupid bitch. Oh, my God.
Yo.
I was young.
So you going to have to get nasty, yo.
Talk that shit, Dave. Yep. You already nasty, know.
You're going to lick that booty.
Like, when you say that, like, what you mean? Whatever, like, yeah, how nasty?
Whatever his
lick
nasty that booty. Is.
Yeah.
Lick the booty. Chunky.
Whatever his nasty is. Jiffy. I don't know what his nasty is. Yeah. I'm about telling you to lick this nigga butt.
Lick a butt.
But if he like that, lick his butt.
I'm with Dave.
Whoa.
If he, no. I'm saying if he likes it. If that's what he likes.
Yeah. I don't know about licking nobody's butt. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
Suck it from the back.
Like, I don't even know if I could go down on a woman. I can't lick no man's butt. I can't even lick nobody else's pussy. Like, no. And I know what goes on down there because I have one. So no, if I can't do that, I can't lick anybody else's butt. That's nasty.
You want him to lick your butt?
I'm not tossing nobody's salad.
You want
him? Isn't that what they call it?
You want him to toss your salad?
All I'm saying is you better get that. You better get creative.
You can just lick the right place, not my butt.
You say you don't want that,
but
you say he did it on the first night.
We did. We had sex and we did. Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't stop him.
You're no. The butthole
see, but you say you don't want, you don't even want that.
I don't want you to be licking my butthole. That's a no for me.
But you had him do it in the butt though.
No. We didn't do that. That was with somebody else. That was with somebody else. Me and him did not.
Oh,
do
okay,
that.
Yeah.
That was like
nigga.
A previous thing.
Okay, wrong hole. Okay.
All right, yeah. Well,
I'm gonna keep on going. This is
figure
tight.
How to make the nigga happy. Tight. That's how I see it.
Yeah. If you interested and he, you know, and he still wants
but let
to
me ask
speak
y'all,
to you,
if I can't get him because he was coming to my house, right. So if I can't get him to come over, then what am I supposed to do? Because I don't go to his house. I don't know where he lives.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't tell you to pop up anyway. I don't know. It's the ball is in his court now. If he hits you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to wait on him.
All you can do is
I mean, you can text him. If he responds, he responds.
Because what's the point?
You got to get freaky.
Get it?
You got to text him. But like, yeah, that's something special before you come through.
Text him. Let him know how you feel. Let him know, you know what I mean? If you want to send him a nice little long text, leave it up to him. If he responds, if he do. If not, you lost one.
Why are you looking like that for? You don't want to do that?
Because when women do that, a nice long text, like Dave said, then
I'm
y'all be like, this bitch is crazy. Like,
y'all all crazy.
No.
Well, not at least I don't think that way when
y'all all crazy.
When she recognizes her fault.
And I said that.
Now when she don't recognize her fault and she just going off read, I'm not reading.
The thing is
I even told him though, like because of my past
I like to read apologies.
Because of my past, it kinda triggered me that you like mistyped, you know, you mistext me. Like it felt like that text was for somebody else.
Okay.
So, you know, all them things kind of just added up.
You might have thought that. You might just jump to conclusions.
I might have thought that. Yeah, I might have.
You sitting there watching, you know, Jerry Springer and all that shit and getting hyped.
Jerry Springer?
Nah, you ain't playing me, bitch. You got to pay for this. That's what
you
got to
pay for this.
You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to that stupid shit and then, you know what I'm saying, blame him.
You got to pay for this.
He doing something. Yeah. I know it.
But it turns out that he wasn't, so I was the one.
Yeah, you fucked up, man.
And I said that to him, too. Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
But just give him a freaky night. Yeah. That's it.
Anyway.
Yeah, shoot him one more text. Yo, I got some food and some throat for you. Come through.
Some throat.
And then, you know what I mean?
It works.
Let's work this out.
And you come my boy.
Oh, it gave me every time.
Come where you want to. Yeah, say
food and throat.
Food and throat.
That's you can't go wrong with food and throat.
That's the ultimate combination, right?
I feed you. Come where you want to.
Listen up.
I will come. Like, yeah.
I mean, listen, if he still won't fuck with you, he'll hit you up. He just might need some time to chill. You know what I mean?
It's hard though. Okay.
Yeah. Or he might think you crazy.
See,
now.
Yo, listen, you know what? You know how you get him?
Don't overdo it though.
Yeah. Right. Texas right here, yo.
Here we go.
Use my face for practice. He come right to you.
Right. What? Use my face for practice. Yeah. Y'all are tripping.
Food and throat.
Hey, let me say that to a guy.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm telling you.
Hey, I want to know how you bitches that be having like 3 to 5 kids.
You are so disrespectful.
No, I'm just, I got a question.
I don't want to say you bitches.
I mean, you know how we talk a little bit. Say I just want to know how they, like, the ones that got like 3 to 5 kids, how y'all outside all summer?
Because
we got baby
summer.
Daddies that watch their damn kids. How about that?
I'm a single with 2. I can't go outside this summer. I'm trying to figure out the formula. That's all I want to know.
See,
what's the formula?
That's the thing I want to talk about. It's both sides of the story. It's got, not just women. Niggas do it too. You see them with kids, they still outside. Like, nigga, you going to fuck with this bitch. But your kids. Not everybody's like you. You see what I'm saying? Some niggas out there thought too. And we know.
Parents got grandkids. Pussy.
Man, you got to go feed. I thought you said you going to cook for the kids. They can eat McDonald's.
Ain't nobody watching them damn kids.
That's what I'm saying. I don't be wanting to dump my kids off onto their grandparents and shit like that. So how y'all getting this off? Is that the way they getting it off? Like you said, Dave, the grandparents and shit? Or they just leaving them with anybody?
I seen a commercial that showed like
my homegirl cousin aunt.
See, you just getting started.
I'm just saying.
After a while, you probably gonna be doing that shit too.
Nah. Right. Thank you.
Yes.
No, I'm not saying like it's a bad thing.
No,
like,
it's not.
You're going to want a time for you.
You're going to want a break.
It's always a time for you. It's not
it
nothing
really
disrespectful. You take care of your kids, do your thing. Don't ever think just because you want some time for you.
It's selfish. It's not.
It's just time for you. You need that sometimes.
Well, I was just trying to figure out are they spending time with their kids? They outside all summer. That's what I'm. You know what I mean? I plan on doing shit with my kids this
but
summer.
Hold on.
You might feel like they're outside all the time, but they're only outside on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they Monday through Friday, they're with their kids, right? Just because they don't post that, they're still with their kids. You don't know what they be doing during the week. You see them on them 2 days on the weekend, and you be like, oh, this bitch always outside. She ain't never with her kids. Mm-hmm. But that ain't the truth.
Feel me, hater?
Yeah.
I'm not hating. I'm not hating. I want the formula.
No, but most of
that's what I was saying.
But I'm saying most of the time that people that do that, bruh, they saying all the time, like, I miss my son. They showing you pictures of the kids.
Yeah, like, I be looking at my kids all the time.
They can't even really have a break because they're thinking about the kids.
I be looking at them niggas all the time.
Well, I mean, but no, because I started this new job, you know, so my schedule, I be having to be working six in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wake them up super early to move them over there to their dad's house when they can just stay with him.
Okay.
And they can get up at a normal time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to be considerate to them more so than me. So I sacrifice my time with them so they can go over there and be well-rested to go to school and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's whatever works with y'all. That's what works. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's sacrifices. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It always come good in the long run. That's the thing about it.
Yeah,
I was just wanting the formula. That's all, guys. I just wouldn't know what's going on.
I mean,
I'm just saying, don't be ashamed. Yeah, don't
be outside being a thought.
Yeah, don't be ashamed to have a break. You don't have to be a thought.
Is that your aspirations?
My aspirations. I want to be a thought.
Right. I want to be a thought.
Because you've been talking about hot boy summer. You've been talking about hot boy summer.
The streets is where I belong.
I'm in the streets.
Want to go out there and twirl the shirt around? I'm ready.
Salmon shirts all summer.
Salmon tank tops.
Salmon tank
tops. Trina won't lie.
Scrub the ground.
You don't know Nan.
Oh, I got a topic here. What do you do when your parents are still married and you know that one is cheating on the other? As a child.
Every time you sound like a Klondike bar.
I'm sick of you.
It just depends on how old the child is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, if they're a little kid, what are they going to do? But if you're like a teenager and you know what's going on.
What if you're a grown adult?
I mean, that too. I don't know. It just depends on whose side. It just depends on whose side you're on. Like, if you don't want to see your mom hurt because you know what your dad is doing, are you going to tell your mom? Or are you going to act like you don't know?
Or vice versa.
Like really.
Yeah, you see how she went straight to the man first?
I mean,
why the man had to hurt the woman? Like,
I'm a woman. I'm going to take my mama's side. Like, I'm just saying. But
That's not right.
I'm just saying vice versa.
What if your mom is a piece of shit?
But I'm just saying, okay, I said vice versa. And
she
but
a thought.
No, I said vice versa.
And I said it too.
She a thought.
But I'm just saying, like, either way it goes.
But you're trying to
like,
fuck
what
him.
Would you do?
What if you figured out, what if you learned that your mother married your dad for his money and she ain't never really fuck with him like that?
Mm.
And she out there doing this thing, doing her thing.
I mean,
and
I
this
feel
nigga
like...
sitting in the background being a fucking sucker.
I feel like when their mom is like that, usually the daughter is the same way. So she's not gonna really feel sympathetic to the fact that that's happening to her dad.
She might have a daddy's girl.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's
so
hard
you,
to
so,
say.
Are you, so you're saying you wouldn't snitch? You wouldn't tell on? You wouldn't tell the father or you wouldn't tell the mother that yo, pops is doing his thing or mom is doing her thing?
I don't really like to get involved.
It's sticky,
that's
right?
Tough. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
It's sticky, man.
So. Okay, like my parents went through their little stuff, but you know. I was more with my mom because she always came to me. So what am I supposed to do? And then obviously it's my mom. We're super close. We're like, it's like a best friend type of thing. So I can't like deny her feelings for my dad because he's wrong. In that situation, he was wrong.
Right. I get it.
So, you know, it's just like you got to figure out who's really wrong and who's right.
Okay, so now what if it was your mother was wrong?
I would tell her about herself, just like I tell him about himself.
I don't understand nothing y'all talking about.
Well, you just wasn't listening.
I wasn't.
So that's
I'm trying to
too
figure
bad.
Out
what I said, what do you do if your parents are still married and you know one is cheating on the other? Do you, you know what I mean? Do you tell them? Tell the other one, like, yo, I know what my pops is doing. I know what mom's is doing. Or you just like, damn, I just got to look at this.
I'm going to let y'all go.
Because like, let's say it's going on now. Like it's continuing. Like,
I'm going to let y'all go and then I'm going to say it.
I might want to come to whoever's cheating and be like, yo, you know you doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would give him an ultimatum or nothing. Like, yo, either stop it or can't tell a grown man to stop fucking another bitch. But I don't know. It'd be tough. And it'd be tough for me to tell my moms to... Now, it wouldn't be tough for me to tell my mom. I'd be like, you bugging the fuck out, mom, dude. but I don't know. That'd be without knowing the relationship between, you know, my parents or whatever the fuck they going through.
Yeah, and that's why.
The relationship might have been over for a long time. They might both be doing their own thing and me coming in here stirring up shit. They might even know about each other. Like, nigga, we know already. I'm sorry you had to figure out this way, but
this
is what's going on. But
that's
you know,
why I said it's like depending upon the situation. Because you don't really know those things. So, anyway.
You got Moses.
But a discussion has to be had, though. That's for sure. I got to know something.
Well, I didn't say no. You want me to go a second? You want to go
last?
Yeah, shit is sticky, man. Like, cause I wouldn't want to see my mother hurt, and then I feel like I wouldn't want to see my pops flip out on some. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to see that. Like, cause it's so sticky. But I would be like y'all said, I know what the fuck you doing out here. Why you out here acting like this? You gotta chill the fuck out. But like they said, I can't give him the ultimatum though. Like, you know what I mean? Or else, like, I can't. You know what I mean? I don't got that in me. For my parents, bro, like, nah, you know what I mean?
Or else. That's funny. Or else.
I mean, that's just kind of harsh. I mean, because you got to love both your parents. Like, you
but
can't
But at
do
the same
that.
Time, can you sit there and watch your father go through
no,
that? Or watch
your
mother go through that?
And that's why you have to be, like, it's almost like
or
you
what
have
if
to,
you had the conversation and then they, okay, y'all had the conversation and they still continue to do the shit.
Versus, like, being, like, a child to a parent relationship, you almost have to be, like, that friend that would just tell them the truth, like, regardless if it's going to hurt them because you care about that person. I feel like that's how I would be. Like, you know, like,
that'd be
mom,
tough for me.
I love I'm you, too. But damn, like, let me tell you because I can't keep this to myself type of shit. And it's hurt. You know, it's almost like if it's a parent type of thing like you're talking about, it would almost hurt you to see either parent get hurt.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
So.
Rough. Moses.
First of all, situations touchy. So both situations, if the dad was cheating,
it'd be crazy because, like, you know, I'm a dude, so I look up to my dad. But at the same time, like, I had that talk, but I wouldn't tell on him. Like, I wouldn't tell mom, like, you know, dad cheating. I'm not snitching. But I would talk to him, like, just go ahead and tell mom, because this right here is just stupid. Y'all just, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth. And like Dave said, if it's like that, most of the time, they already know what's going on. You're the last person to know about it. So it's like they were just making you comfortable because they don't know how you going to react. You know what I mean? So, like, you find out, you're like, I don't, like, it's what, whatever makes y'all happy.
But it might not be the communication. Nobody happy, though.
Right. I was going to say, is it making them happy, though?
Nah, because if they have already agreement, you know what I'm saying, before I knew nothing about it, I'm late.
Yeah, but if
I'm saying if they don't, it's still fucked up.
Yeah, because moms or pops might know. But
the thing is, they still have to go through that because if you still lying on, you don't really love mom like that, but you love her. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I mean. He don't love your mom like that.
You're not
that,
in
buddy.
Love, but you got love for them.
But it should be like that, bro. I can't look at it as like a bad situation. I got to look at it good because now you're admitting what's going on. You're not living a lie. It's going to make it worse if he just coming, you know what I'm saying? He depressed, she depressed. You're like, what the fuck is really going on with it? It's the same thing you would go through, so. You'll pick up the signs, like. But what I'm saying, I would have that talk, like, yo, pops, or mom, if mom were cheating, I'm like, what the fuck, mom? Like,
I mean,
because the mom is different for a dude. I don't know for a female. It's going to really trigger me off, like, damn, mom, like.
Right.
And can't wait gonna to put fuck hands with my inner thought, like, is chicks like this? Because I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always say they don't look for somebody in their mom, but they do.
It's the same, like, with women. They look for somebody that reminds them of their dad.
Yeah, right? But they say they don't. Most of the time,
it's
do.
It's true, though.
Nah, they or their uncle true, or somebody they admire. You know what I'm saying? It's not always the dad sometimes.
But it goes the same for you guys. Like, you look for somebody that's like your mother because you love your mother.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first woman. Same with the girl. That's the first man they love. So they want to find somebody that reminds them of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's
not even true. That. Just your mom comfortable who you love with.
Yeah.
Because they might not get along, but might be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Both of them respect each other. Now, if you got that disrespect from both of them, it's going to be some shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you love both of them, so you in a fucked up situation. We done seen a lot of niggas like that. You know what I mean? That shit hurts.
That should be rough. That should be rough seeing it. On the sideline. Like,
yeah,
you
like,
know what
you
mean?
Know what
I mean?
Like, it's not something to glorify, something to laugh at sometimes. No. You got to worry about you sneak this, and that shit is fucking stupid.
Hey, Snowfall, you got me fucked up. I don't know if I'm watching the next season. Last season was trash. I don't know if y'all seen it. It just did too much for me.
Nah, I didn't.
The storyline is really just not completing to me. Like, Franklin out here, you let the so-called CIA agent get $73 million off of you. All that. Like, I don't. It's crazy. I don't know what the fuck's going on out here. Still mad about the Tigers. I'm mad about the LSD episode. Everybody's high the whole episode. I don't know. And they said next season is last season. Thank you. Thank God. Thank God. Don't bring that shit back.
Man. Honestly, I think
this should have been the last fucking
this
season.
This is my thoughts. If this is somebody's project, it's hard for somebody to take over. I don't care who you is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it was their vision. You can't really see their vision. Only you can try to do the best you can. You know what I mean? So when that happened, when John Singleton passed away, I really knew, like, it wasn't going to be the same. Because you got to understand, this is his vision. This is things he would have picked out. It wouldn't have been like, you know what I'm saying? It just won't have been like this, so I didn't even watch it because I don't know. Like, certain stuff, just like Power, like, if I feel like it's...
I ain't been watching that Tommy show. Watched, like, the first two episodes, and I haven't returned. I'm going to watch it, but I just have not returned to that shit.
when so much stuff is just, I don't know. The story is just bullshit. You just come in, then you knocking niggas out. Like, what the fuck? Like, come, bruh, really? You whooping niggas ass, you taking over. Yeah, come on, man. Come on, B. Like, what the fuck, man? I can't get in that shit, man. I can't, bro. I just watched BMF. I'm just saying, some shit, nah.
You don't like BMF?
I just watched BMF. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I just watched BMF. BMF is a shit. I'm ready for season two. I'm ready for season two.
That's what I'm ready
for. BMF, for real.
I want to see what's next with that.
Shout out my bro, Reggie. He came to visit me, brung his two daughters down to play with my daughter right before Easter. And get to talk about it, yeah. Had us outside playing basketball with my son. Play like four games of 21. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Did you do an Easter egg hunt?
No. I didn't.
I ain't gonna lie, I miss that shit. Like,
you miss Easter egg hunts?
Easter egg hunt used to be fun as fuck for like kids. I mean, we need to start doing that. Just like, it used to be money in the eggs too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Money and candy.
And different shit. So it was just fun. We need
You look like you used to bob for apples and shit.
Who, me?
Yeah,
nigga. Nah, never.
Niggas used to do that back in the day, though.
Nah,
that's what I'm
saying. Like,
that shit was
just
nasty.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
First of all, like, nigga.
He got apples with teeth marks in and shit. Sick moves.
I'm not a neck worker, nigga. It's not what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? Right? I'm not the bob and weave. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, nigga. Like,
yeah, well, we was out there playing basketball, bro. Bob, I don't know what I was thinking.
Nigga would bob for apples.
Out of breath, couldn't breathe, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't breathe. Out there huffing and puffing.
Well, playing basketball?
Yes.
That's a surprise.
Because you don't exercise like daily.
I've been working out.
Yeah, but it's
but
not
I don't
been daily.
I don't get the cardio in. I gotta get my cardio in. That's what I was like, yeah, I gotta get my wind up.
Yeah.
Cause I couldn't breathe.
And then like you won't practice in the shit you need to do. You're breathing. Your breathing is the most thing. And then you probably be
I do.
Your hands.
No, I do practice.
You gotta have your
no,
hands.
No, I use a proper breathing when I'm lifting weights and
sound
shit.
Sound like you need to walk with Courtney. She ain't got no walking partner no more. Yeah. I do,
what?
You know what I mean?
Don't look.
She walking and twerking and shit.
She need a partner to
I'm
walk
already
with.
In my feelings.
I'm confused. I don't know if you want to walk or twerk.
In my feelings.
I do.
Why are you even feeling?
You don't get no sympathy over here, you heard?
I miss hanging out with him. Shit, I ain't going to lie.
I miss hanging out
with him.
That's
really
the thing.
Hey, nigga, call Courtney, man.
Stop playing,
he's
man.
He's coming back.
What you doing,
how
man?
How do you know, though?
Because he just heard us say, yo, come back, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Listen, call Courtney back.
Yo. It's Courtney, you got to understand, if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen.
I know,
man.
Don't dwell on it, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
She
like,
has
you,
feelings.
He'll come
you
back once he go find
did,
out
like,
ain't
saying,
shit out there.
I know
you
what I
you gotta listen, go through the good and the bad.
It said food and throat. You have it right there. Like you have it right there. Like, what do you want
send
us to do?
Send him a sexy picture and some food.
There you go.
With the yams.
With the yams.
The yams on the yams?
You know what I'm saying?
The yams on the yams.
Oh, man. He might
get
like
some strawberries and shit. He be like, I'm coming over.
Yo, shout out to the North Carolina Zoo. They closing permanently.
Oh, yeah. Man. Round of applause.
Get them niggas the fuck out of here, yo.
I'm against zoos, man.
Thank
zoos
God.
Yeah, I mean, let all
like
the animals
the
be free, man.
Yo. I used to like, man, fuck that. I used to like going to the zoo.
Man, fuck that zoo. I told you what it was at that zoo. When
oh,
I took
yeah,
my
yeah.
kids.
You niggas ain't had no ketchup.
Yeah. How you ain't had no ketchup for my burger, my nigga?
Nah.
That's crazy. Lying, laying there, ain't doing shit. All
right.
Drugged
yeah,
up.
All drugged up.
Fucked
yeah,
up.
Been, yeah, they been
terrible,
whooping
man.
Ass all day.
They ain't did
they
shit.
They got to feed that nigga. They didn't want to whoop their ass. They can be eating people all day.
Shooting needles in them and food. That shit is crazy, man. They ain't got to do that shit.
That nigga looking at you, fuck y'all.
Yeah. He yawned. Like, this motherfucker word. Yawned at me, dog. Right. Thought he was going to, you know, get like Simba a little bit. Nah. Nah.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, so.
He's just there to see a real animal. Like, don't expect him to do too
nigga,
much.
You
if
the
you
animal,
do,
man.
You get the show.
He looking at your dumb ass. Look at this animal.
Look at this animal.
And the monkeys are throwing shit. That shit was funny.
So, yeah, the North Carolina Zoo is permanently closing. I'm happy about that. We don't need that shit. And I read that at
you
least.
You against zoos?
I was against that one. I'm not against zoos, but that one was trash.
I'm against zoos.
Why are you against zoos,
man? Get rid of zoos. Because animals shouldn't be in captivity. Looking, you know what I mean, on display for people. Fuck zoos. We had enough of that. You know what I mean?
You know what? I can agree with you, Dave.
Let
them be. Like they're supposed to be.
If they got to live on a land where they could just live because they can't be released for whatever reason, then do that. But you ain't got to put them on display and all that. It's,
I ain't no problem with that.
I like that, dude. That's real shit.
No, man.
I like that. Yo, before we get the fuck out of here, you got some topics, Moses? Because I know how you do, bro. You keep a story in the tuck or some shit. I don't know.
You know, on my little show.
I like them shades, though. I ain't gonna lie. I like them shades.
Yeah, I feel you. But anyway. I'm a little social media shit. Person hit me up like,
oh, shit.
Talk about a little topic. Okay. You know how dudes be always in your shit. Be talking about they fix shit. But he wasn't trying to fix shit. He was trying to holler. She was saying how niggas be trying to get in your shit and she don't even.
Oh, it's a female.
Yeah. Okay. And niggas say he'll fix the shit for her.
Oh, niggas trying to holler at her and shit.
So nigga trying to holler and she fix showed little shit where nigga would text and like, you know, I'll break that back out. I can eat you out. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? You don't even know this. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was saying like, niggas be tripping them out because they don't even know. I'm saying, I said, hold on, shorty. It's the same both ways because, you know, some of these chicks got these things like this. That's why they're doing it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just can't blame them.
And I was just going to ask, you think that she might have said something to make him feel like he was comfortable enough to say some shit like that to her?
Nah, because
I'm not comfortable saying no shit like that.
See, that's the thing. It don't matter. Some niggas is like that.
That's because you're smart. Like that.
You don't even have to be doing that. And they be going like, bitch, I'm not
trying to. Niggas don't give a fuck.
That's crazy.
Trying to fuck out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, I can fix something, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find
out
where
you stay. But I can break your back in.
Yeah, trying to find out where you stay and shit. Chances, like, I ain't comfortable.
We break
with that,
your bed and then fix it for
we
you.
We meet somewhere. You gonna do something.
That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy.
Chances are, if he lying about something that he could do for her, he gonna say anything to try to get the pussy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And that'd be the problem. It's women that do that too. Oh, it seems like
they fucked the game up.
Yeah,
but
so.
but you know what? You know why it was an advantage. Between what gives us niggas like us an advantage or niggas like me, I'm gonna speak for myself. Cause you can do small things for women, and they think that shit is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's like, nah, bitch, I'm just a gentleman. Like,
I'm just nice.
I paid.
I'm cool.
I brought you some lunch. Type shit.
Bitch was like,
oh, you brought me some lunch. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're doing out here,
Dave? Hype.
You out here buying lunches?
I might buy you a little.
But I'm not mad at that. I just didn't picture you buying the lunch guy.
You have to tell him what it is.
I know how to pull him when I want to pull him.
When I want to pull him. This nigga,
you have to tell him what it is.
Little lunch?
Like, Dave in them streets.
On the lunch, like, Dave, you know what it is. Like, you do that lunch for him. Not anybody, though. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they know what it is, so. If I'm doing something special for you, kind of special, because I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time, bro.
Let the fuck niggas do what they do, and you know what I mean, just be the gentleman.
But
you
what
are.
I'm saying is, you can't put that with every dude.
You can't.
Don't put that with every dude, because some fuck nigga like want to fuck all the time. That shit lame. Like she said, you don't know what the fuck nigga got. You don't know what the fuck these bitches got. Not just saying, well, they are bitches,
and not for nothing. Not every woman deserves to be treated nicely. You know what I mean?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean? A lot of women ain't nice. You know what I mean? Ain't nice to me.
Yeah.
You ain't nice to me. I can't be nice to you, though.
A lot of them like a nigga to treat them dirty.
Right. A lot of women
are
toxic.
They be always
complaining
about this shit, but they like this shit. A lot of men are toxic. That's why they complain about it. They love this shit.
You got to treat people how they like to be treated out there.
I don't know
day.
Why you keep cheating on me.
That's how I feel.
How they like to be treated, not how you like to be treated.
Oh, that's how I feel.
Right. You know what
I'm
mean?
Talking about what you talking about.
You know, switch it up.
I heard exactly what you said.
Y'all right. Play their game at the end of the day.
No.
But we out of here, though.
Yeah, episode 132. Check us out on YouTube.
Treat a woman like I want to be treated. I ain't got time for the game.
I feel you, bro.
Check us out on YouTube.
Karma come back on you.
Yeah.
That karma coming back on you, bro. Like, I ain't got time for that shit, bro. Yeah. I done been and did that before. I'm done with that shit.
See you, my bro.
So, yeah, check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, leave a comment. Let us know how you feel about us. Talk shit. This is what we do anyway. We on Apple, like I said, Spotify, all that shit, Google Podcasts. Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Instagram is dirtywater_podcast. Our Facebook is Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your Instagram, Moses?
Dirty Water.
I hate him, man.
Dirty Water Moses.
He said, like, I'm sick of him.
Check me on Clappers, Dirty Water Clappers. Check me on TikTok, Dirty Water Moses.
You on Tinder and all that shit too, right?
Nah.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Yo, we out of here. Episode 132, 26
and CJ, what up? Courtney, 914.
She wanna go take a shit.
Yeah.
I gotta take a shit. All right.
We out of here, nigga.
One. Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?